from York, this is the From the Attic podcast with your host, Brian Watson. It's a podcast from an attic.
Hello, I'm with Joe Kearney at the Fusion 3.5 Festival, just after his, I think, triumphal is a good word to use, set by the number of people who were stood up, shouting and whistling and clapping at the end of it. Did you enjoy that?
I thoroughly enjoyed it. That's our first gig, 2 years and 4 months. The last gig we played was in Holland, November, I said, 28 months ago. So it was great to go back. The crowd here were absolutely fantastic, really, really good. We've got a lot of friends here we've not seen for a long time. Sound was fantastic, the lights were fantastic. Everything about the festival was really, really good.
The sound man was properly on form. He wasn't one of yours, was he? He was the in-house man.
He was the in-house guy, and absolutely great. You go to some festivals, some gigs, and the sound man hasn't got a clue what he's doing, but they sorted everything really, really quickly, and without having to do an actual sound check, just a line check. That's how good these guys were.
I mean, it was a fan favourite set, wasn't it? I mean, it was full of... not epics in terms of length, but epics in terms of dynamics and sort of presence and musicality.
I always say when people come to see bands that they know, they expect to hear some of the old favourites. They would like to hear some new stuff, but with obviously the studios, etc., shut down, the restrictions in Scotland for the past 2 years have been absolutely horrendous. So although we went in and got into the studio rehearsal time, we were actually struggling. Some of us still work as well, so trying to fit in rehearsals and rehearse new songs to play live was pretty difficult. So we just took the choice, rather than bring out a new song and make a complete mess of it, we thought, stick with an old set, the people will like it, and then when we come back again the next time down to England, whatever it says, we'll have some new songs in the set.
Well, in the show, we're going to play a side of the Fanfare and Fantasy vinyl that I bought with English money on a marvellous plain groovy imprint. But we were talking very briefly before the show, and is it's fair to say that you've got a bit of new music coming out in the next few months and whatnot?
We have, since the band kind of got back together in 2009, it was myself, Jim and Mark, and then we brought Bruce with Hugh Montgomery, playing Abel Gans, helped us out for the first couple of gigs and helped us out with some of the bass. So from 2011, we had Disobey. 2 years later, we had Fanfare and Fantasy. 2 years after that, we had the Spirit album, and then 2 years after that, we had House of the Mind. So it was every 2 years, then... We were ready within 2019. We would have been nearly enough ready for the new album, which is going to be called Time Machine.
Oh, is that an exclusive?
That's an exclusive. It's going to be.
No, I don't think it's going to be called.
So Time Machine has already been mixed. It's been recorded. It's been done. All the vocals, everything's been mixed by Rob Aubrey. The only problem is, I said, when I spoke earlier, a friend who does all the covers, Steve Moffat, we only found out yesterday morning that he'd passed away.
That's shocking.
The guys in the band are absolutely gutted. I've known Steve since the mid-80s, and I was in tears when I got the phone. It was his cousin, because we'd been trying to ask him, have you got the most updated stuff for the album covers? And he hadn't contacted his back, and I went down and put a note through his door. We're going to have to redo the whole album cover again. So it might put the album back a little bit of time, but hopefully not by a great deal. And we'll dedicate it to Steve. And then we've got another album, which hopefully will be out at the end of the year. All the vocals are done apart from one song. And I probably won't really be giving too much away, but the album name for that one will be called Threnody of a Dead Queen.
Wow.
So we haven't told, nobody knows that, absolutely no one knows that. So that'll be the one, hopefully by maybe November, December, if things go well, we get the guitars on it.
Spectacular. Any, because I know Kraslow will ask me, any plans to release it on vinyl?
Yeah, we've got the guy that does our vinyl for us, Chris Topham, playing Groovy. He's already got it. He messaged me 2 weeks ago and he said, can you send me the artwork so I can send it to the print company? And
he's one of the nicest human beings I've ever met.
I know. I'm now going to have to give him the sad news that we don't have it because Steve passed away and all his stuff was on his computer and nobody could access it. So, but we'll wait and see. So I'll just, Chris will be okay with it. I'll maybe delay it a short while, but not by a great deal.
Really great to talk to you, Joe. Just two observations. One, I thought your voice sounded the best I've probably heard it. So fair play. I don't know what you're gargling. I don't know what you're gargling with, but I was gutted that you didn't walk into the audience.
Yeah, I kind of spoke to the guys, and the guys, I asked them, "What do you think?" And they kind of went, "Maybe just not for this one," because it was our first gig back. And you're trying to gauge the audience, and I always kind of have a wee feel at the audience, and the audience were absolutely fantastic. And I think they probably would have liked it, but I've kind of got to when people are sitting down, I really don't like them having to get up and turn around to look at me, and it's a kind of, because they're straining their neck. So I thought, if it would have been a standing audience, yes, they were in, because they open up and they'll turn around, but when they're all sitting in seats, I thought, nah, I'm not going to do it.
So. I remember the first time I saw it, and it was absolutely stunning. And I thought, how prog can you get? Anyway, I've been Brian Watson. This has been Joe Kearney. Thank you, Joe.
Thanks very much, Brian. I really appreciate it, and always appreciate your support, Alan's support, everybody on Progzilla Radio. These guys have been fantastic to the band, and your support for us. Thank you.
It's our pleasure. You're listening to the Not the American Prog Show Fusion Special on Progzilla Radio.
Is she or isn't she? Yes, she is wearing a hairspray. But it's Harmony Hairspray in a brand new formula. So fine and gentle, you're the only one that knows for sure. New Harmony Hairspray.
But why would long-dead Scottish warriors trapped in the mist come so far south?
To kill the Queen, and then destroy our way of life. That's what every Scotchman wants.
You can't say that.
Believe me, Liz, I know. I've met a lot of Scottish people. They want what we've got. Order, sobriety, hope. Everything Romford stands for. They're jealous of our continental ways.
Well, all I know is that I've got a hospital to run. You'd better do something and fast. Because I don't want to be sitting here this time tomorrow with mist up my crack.
Hello,
do I make myself clear?
Smith,
good.
Bill Brogan's Goat, and you're listening to the From the Attic podcast with Brian Watson.
Please don't mind me asking if it's all the same. To me, it's my life. To you, it's a game. Where is the game? In all of this pain, let her light shine on me now. Thank you. sorrows on the water of despair. Land your hopes upon the ground. Let it grow and flower into bloom. In the garden of your mind. Cast your dreams into the darkness of the night. Catching hold, we share our fantasy. Let our dreams entwine our separate worlds. Join forever, we are one. Join forever, we are one.
I have to sleep standing up like a horse. Brian made some straps for me so I can hang and sleep like Black Beauty.
Get back in there right now and play Yaya Ding Dong!
To
Enjoy the music for a minute before we let personality Eric Robinson explain.
Hello there. I suppose you thought you were listening to a long playing record just then. Well, you weren't.
And it's over to Tony for tonight's gamble.
It's star prize time. It's 101 or more. And it's Brian Throy. And that's a one. Oh, dear, it's out the board. It's a one. It can't be done, unfortunately, but that's the gamble.
Listening to the From the Attic podcast in an attic can break the space-time continuum and may also cause night terrors.
You have failed me for the last time.
Please, I can keep failing you.